This podcast will provide a quick overview of Egypt's musical heritage, the musical orchestras, and the wide range of musical instruments, as well as dancing and ballet in ancient Egypt. This is a chapter from Mustafa Gadallah's book, Ancient Egyptian Culture Revealed, 2nd edition. This subject consists of three topics.
Topic 1. The Musical Heritage. The archaeological and traditional Egyptian history of music is much more abundant than in any other country. The wall reliefs of ancient Egyptian temples and tombs depict numerous types and forms of musical instruments. The technique in which these instruments were to be played and tuned, the ensemble playing, and much, much more. These musical scenes visibly show the hands of the harp player striking certain strings, and the wind instrument players playing certain chords together. The distances of the lute frets clearly show that the corresponding intervals and scales can be measured and calculated. The positions of the harpist's hands on the strings clearly indicate ratios such as the fourth, the fifth, and the octave, revealing an unquestionable knowledge of the laws governing musical harmony. The playing of musical instruments is also depicted as being controlled by conductors' hand movements, which also help us identify certain tones, intervals, and functions of sound. The intervals of fourth, fifth, and octave were the most common in ancient Egyptian representations. Kurt Sachs, in his book History of Musical Instruments, found that out of 17 harpists represented on Egyptian artworks with sufficient realism and distinctness to be reliable records, 7 are striking a fourth chord, 5 a fifth chord, and 5 an octave chord. The most frequently depicted harps were found to have 7 strings, and according to Kurt Sachs's study of the Egyptian instruments, the Egyptians tuned their harps in the same diatonic series of intervals. In addition to the numerous representations of musical scenes pictured in temples and tombs from all periods throughout Egypt's dynastic history, we also have access to hundreds of various ancient Egyptian musical instruments that have been recovered from their tombs. These Egyptian instruments are now spread through museums and private collections throughout the world. The musical scenes depicted in ancient Egyptian tombs, as well as instruments found from the Old and Middle Kingdoms, indicate ratios between the open strings of the harp and the densely ordered frets on the long necks of string instruments, as well as the measurements between the finger holes in wind instruments that reveal and confirm that. 1. Several types of musical scales were known and used. 2. Narrow-stepped scales were common from the earliest known Egyptian history, more than 5,000 years ago. 3. Playing and tuning techniques of string instruments provided solo and chordal playing of instruments. 4. Playing techniques of wind instruments provided small increments and the organ effect. 5. Both the cyclic, up and down method and the divisive method of tuning were in use. The ancient Egyptians were and are famed worldwide for their mastery of the playing techniques of their musical instruments. The skill of the Egyptians in the use of these instruments was affirmed by Athenius, who stated in his texts 4:25 that both the Greeks and barbarians were taught music by Egyptian natives. All these findings, together with the early historian writings of Egyptian musical heritage, as well as the traditions of modern Nile inhabitants, corroborate to provide the most authentic case for the musical history of ancient Egypt. Topic 2. The musical orchestras. Musical bands varied in ancient Egypt. Smaller and larger ensembles were employed for various purposes, as evident from musical scenes depicted in ancient Egyptian buildings. It is sufficiently evident from the bas-reliefs by the ancient Egyptians that their musicians were acquainted with the triple symphony. The harmony of instruments, voices, and voices with instruments. The playing of musical instruments was controlled by the conductor's movements of hands, chorionomids. Their hand signs demonstrate a variety of playing: unison, chord, polyphony, etc. The Egyptian orchestra or ensemble generally consisted of the four instrument groups. 1. String instruments with open strings, like trigonon, lyre, harp, etc. Many Egyptian lyres were of considerable power, having 5, 7, 10, and 18 strings. They were usually supported between the elbow and the side, and played with the hand and or with the plectrum. The plectrum was made of tortoiseshell, bone, ivory, or wood, and was often attached to the lyre by a string. Ancient Egyptian harps varied in form, size, and the number of their strings. They are represented in the ancient paintings with 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 17, 20, 21, and 22 strings. 2. String instruments with stopped strings on a neck, like the tambora, guitar, oud or lute, violin, etc. The ancient Egyptians utilized tambora-type string instruments in an unlimited variety, providing variation in sound and design, such as different body shapes with short necks like a lute, and long necks like a guitar. Strings were made of catgut, silk, or horsetail threads, and were produced in different thicknesses. When all the strings of an instrument were of the same thickness, a tuning peg was needed for each string. When the thicknesses of the strings were varied proportionally, so as to provide the different musical ratios between the strings, fewer tuning pegs were required. As such, a tuning peg may control several strings, of variable thicknesses, that can be tuned in unison. The tambora-type instrument was played with a plectrum or bow. 3. Wind instruments like the flute, pipe, double pipe, trumpet, etc. Ancient Egyptian wind instruments can generally be classified into A. Instruments in which the wind vibrates in a hollow tube, like the flute, the single pipe, ordinary pipes of the organ, etc. B. Instruments in which a single reed causes vibration, like the clarinet, bass clarinet, reed pipes of organ, etc. C. Instruments in which a double reed causes vibration, like the oboe and the double pipe. D. Instruments in which elastic membranes set in vibration a column of air, lips in a mouthpiece, like the trumpet, trombone, and tuba. Most pipes have equidistant finger holes. Various musical scales and notes are produced by the size of the holes, the breath, the fingering, or some special device, as well as various playing techniques. 4. Percussion instruments, like drums, clappers, bells, etc. Percussion instruments can be categorised under membrano and non-membranophone instruments, i.e. whether or not a skin or parchment-type sheet is used. The membranophone instruments include drums of different shapes, sizes, and functions. Cylindrical, small hand drums, single skin drums, tambourines, etc. Non-membranophone instruments include percussion sticks, clappers, sistrums or sistra, cymbals, castanets, bells, xylophones, etc. Topic 3. Dancing and ballet. The significant role and impact of dance, as well as music, in ancient Egypt was clearly acknowledged and appreciated by Plato in Laws 7, 798e to 799b. Here are the sentences related to dance only. The plan is to consecrate all our dances. Certain authorities must determine what hymn is to be sung on the feast of each divinity, and by what dances the ceremony of the day is to be graced. Dancing is movement of various degrees, slow to fast. Movements cause vibrations that in turn produce sounds. We don't hear all sound waves resulting from these vibrations, but we are affected by them nevertheless. The vibrating, dancing body produces sound, kinetic intermittence at regular intervals, just like the musical tones produced by the vibrating string of an instrument. Dancing is much more than sensation and pleasure. It is life and unity with nature. The proper rhythm of the dance elevates the dancer to a higher realm. His or her body becomes a medium which, through connecting to the ancestors, becomes the bearer of all forces of nature. The dancer, possessed by his deified ancestor, is transformed into this spirit and is drawn into the circle of those supernatural forces in charge of the operation of fertility, victory, and the course of the stars. The ancient Egyptian temples maintained dancers of both sexes as a special class. We find them over and over again, either in the quiet dance, with gentle steps and with arms outstretched in rhomboid form, or in the most daring acrobatic positions. The walls of the ancient Egyptian tombs and temples depict a wide variety of dancing styles, forms, and purposes, each for a certain time and place. The energy level for the different types varied from the slow, gesture dance to acrobatic, to dances out of harmony with the body, either as pure or weakened convulsive dances, or the most frenzied, exhausting dances. Except for the latter, they were all choreographed. One could dance either individually or in groups, with the sexes either together or apart. They danced with immense vigour, accompanying their motions with rhythmic jumps. In the tomb of Kagemni at Saqqara, in the three-pillared room, five dancers are shown performing an acrobatic ballet. Ballet performances can also be seen on the western wall of the Luxor Temple. On these wall scenes, dating around 1800 BCE, the women performed forward and backward pirouettes, cartwheels, splits, and backward flips. Sometimes they performed these exercises in pairs, with one of the female dancers standing up and the other on her back. They would do pirouettes in that position, head up and head down, alternately. These were difficult exercises that could only be done with extensive training and practice. Many of their postures do not differ from our modern ballet, and the pirouette delighted Egyptian parties 4,000 years ago. Read more about the theory and practice of music and dance, as well as detailed descriptions of the major Egyptian instruments, playing techniques, functions, etc. in ancient Egypt, in The Enduring Ancient Egyptian Musical System by Mustafa Gadala.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from the book Ancient Egyptian Culture Revealed, second edition, as authored by Mustafa Gadala.